AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A senior defense official says Russian forces are as ready as they can be for an invasion deeper into Ukraine if they're ordered to do so by President Vladimir Putin. State Department spokesman Ned Price says sanctions are coming against the company that built the Russia to Germany Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline and its CEO.
We have ensured that this is an $11 billion prize investment that is now a hunk of steel sitting at the bottom of the sea.
Price says if Vladimir Putin escalates further into Ukraine, the U.S. will ramp up the number and severity of sanctions. Former U.S. NATO Ambassador Ivo Dalder says the threat of additional sanctions isn't a strong strategy.
I don't think there's a lot of people who think that that's going to work. I don't think there's a lot of people in Washington who think that Putin is going to be deterred.
Just the threat of war and Putin's military buildup and meddling since the 2014 grab of Crimea and the separatist actions in eastern Ukraine have harmed and destabilized Ukraine's economy. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stresses the word diplomacy.
Diplomacy deterrence, diplomacy to stop what is going on should he see the light at some point. Diplomacy is always first and foremost.
Russia has evacuated its embassy in Kyiv. There are reports of a wave of denial of service attacks targeting official websites and some banks in Ukraine. A new AP-NORC poll finds little support for a major U.S. role in the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. A federal trial jury is deliberating the fates of three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. J. Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are charged with depriving Floyd of his right to medical care. King and Tao are also charged with failing to intervene to stop fellow officer Derek Chauvin during the May 25, 2020 killing. This is AP News. A couple of dozen 18-wheelers and other vehicles are in a convoy similar to the trucker standoff in Canada, heading cross-country to the Washington, D.C. area. AP's Jackie Quinn reports Washington officials have asked the Pentagon for help.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's approved the request for 700 unarmed National Guard troops who would assist with traffic control and other ancillary duties, but not law enforcement or surveillance. Groups of truckers are expected to arrive before March 1st, before President Biden's State of the Union address. Modeling the protests in Canada that shut down the Ambassador Bridge, hobbling the commercial link between the U.S. and Canada. For Washington, a statement from the People's Convoy Group says their trucks will not be going into D.C. proper, but others are suggesting a blockade of the Capitol Beltway, a heavily traveled commuter and tourist route.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.